In effect, if you were in the UK and you were a retail customer, you would be, in effect, inside of this new imaginary ring fence, I suppose you might call it, but it's a ring fence of those retail customers. So they would then actually separate out the sort of wholesale banking and the investment banking from that. And of course, because you've got some quite big banks, I mean, you know, UK banking is known as a force in the world. And what would actually happen is the bigger banks would have to split down their banks to actually accommodate that. So in some cases, that may be as little as, say, 3% of the whole of the bank. In other cases, it could be as much as 40 or 50%.
And let's just remind everyone that this whole process is happening as a measure to protect ordinary folk, and we're talking about UK taxpayers, from having to bail out a large bank.
Yes, in essence, it's to try and make sure that you keep those two sets of customers separated. So that was the recommendation from the report to do that.
And all sorts of legislation has been passed in the UK to make that happen. But in the Isle of Man and the other Crown dependencies, our banks, which are often subsidiaries of UK major banks, are going to be outside the ring fence. We're not in it. Why has that happened?
That's right. When the government first brought this out, they then later on went, okay, well, actually, the Crown dependencies would be outside of the ring fence as well. So that was something that, you know, was probably a bit of a surprise to some of the banks to start with, maybe. But if you look at the makeup of banks on the island, there are large banks, but there are also smaller banks. So you do have a mix there in terms of the level of impact that that would actually have on the banks.
So sitting here thinking, well, there's a ring fence around me if I lived in the UK with my bank account, but not here. Am I worse off or better off being outside the ring fence? Or do I not get that protection here?
Well, you get a different protection here, and I don't think it would be right to say you're worse or better off. In terms of the protection that you have here, the compensation scheme is for here, specifically for the Isle of Man.
That's the depositors compensation scheme.
Yes, yeah. Whereas in the UK you have their scheme as well. So you have a different setup, and there are obviously different types of banks that you have on the island as well. So the sort of operations that you might have in the UK might be very different from what you have here. The bigger banks is what this really affects, would become part of the non-ring-fenced entities or the non-ring-fenced banks. And what you might start to see is, over the next sort of year or so, communications starting to come out and advising you of things like changes on the websites, you know, the fact that your cards may be changing slightly. There'll be some slight alterations around that for the larger banks.
Yeah, I'm aware that people are starting to get those letters now. They don't have to do a great deal, do they? They just have to note that it is happening. And I think, for instance, the website's going to change, the mobile apps on some banks are going to change, and in some cases people are going to get new credit and debit cards. It feels like quite a lot of change.
Well, we hope to make it feel that it isn't a lot of change. That's what the banks want to try and do, and make it as easy for the customer as we possibly can. The first thing that you should always do, though, and it goes without saying, is that anything that you do get from the banks, you know, make sure it is from the bank. And if there is any action, we would always, you know, encourage you to contact the bank directly or go into the bank directly. But yes, I mean, overall, there will be some changes, but the banks are hoping to try and make that as easy as possible for the customer.